Hey everybody, and this is Chit Chat with Scorpio with your host, Scorpio Queen. I want to wish everybody a happy new year. I hope everybody had a great new year, as I did. Anyway, on a sad note, I am reporting that Barbara Walters has passed away. She has passed away on December 30th, 2022. Just a little bit about Barbara Walters. Barbara Walters was a pioneering TV journalist whose interviewing skills made her one of the most prominent figures in broadcasting. Barbara Walters passed away peacefully in her home, surrounded by loved ones. She lived her life with no regrets. She was a trailblazer not only for female journalists, but for all women, Walters spokesperson Cindy Berger told CNN in a statement. Walters began her national broadcast career in 1961 as a reporter, writer, and panel member for NBC's Today Show before being promoted to co-host in 1974. In 1976, Walters joined ABC News as the first female anchor on an evening news program. Now, if everybody don't know, the men dominated a lot of stuff even back then. And so it was very hard for women to even get on to anything back then. Women still were fighting to even be heard back then as well. At the network, Walters launched the Barbara Walters specials and 10 Most Fascinating People before becoming a co-host and correspondent for ABC News 2020 and 1984. Along the way, she interviewed every U.S. president and first lady since Richard and Pat Nixon. For more than 5 decades, Walters was a name to reckon with, whether speaking with world leaders on news programs and celebrities' homes for her regular Barbara Walters specials or on The View, a daytime talk show in which a diverse panel of women discuss the latest headlines. Okay, Barbara Walters really did a lot, and I remember growing up watching her because I always watched 2020 all the time, and she was definitely a great woman to watch on TV. She didn't take no crap from nobody. Her shows, some of which she produced, were some of the highest rated of their type and spawned a number of imitators. Indeed, The View, which debuted in 1997, paved the way for American talk shows, The Talk and The True, as well as such entries as Britain's Loose Women and Norway's Studio 5. So she broke barriers, and because of what she's done, when she brought out The View, then came The Talk, and then came The True, and then other talk shows all over the country. That's really something. Walter left The View in 2014, but remained a part-time contributor to ABC News for 2 years. She said, and I quote, "I knew it was time," Walters told CNN Chris Cuomo at the time. "I like all the celebration, that's great, but in my heart, I thought, I want to walk away while I'm still doing good work, so I will." Looking upon the numerous women who had looked up to her throughout her career, Walter said they were her legacy. "How do you say goodbye to something like 50 years in television?" She said in conclusion, "How proud when I see all the young women who are making and reporting the news. If I did anything to help make that happen, that is my legacy." And that actually is her legacy, because if it had not been for her, women would not have been able to even be seen on any of these news television networks as of today, from today on. So yes, she is the reason why you see a lot of women now doing talk shows. It was because of her. And we definitely have to give her some props for that, because she broke a lot of barriers being a woman. You know, it's not just black women that have gone through stuff, but it's, you know, it was also some white women that have gone through stuff as well that had to break barriers. But, you know, because of racism and all that, we don't recognize that part, unfortunately. But we need to recognize that part, because there are some white women that had to fight to be able to do what they want to do as far as careers. And that's exactly what Barbara Walters did. And she paved the way for so many other female talk show hosts. So I can see why it's really saddened that she's gone, because, man, she really, really did her thing while she was here. I really enjoyed watching her when she would come on 2020, or when she would do her Barbara Walters specials, interviewing all the different celebrities and stuff like that. It was really fun watching her. She was really, really funny. So she's definitely going to be missed. She really is. But I just wanted to give my condolences to the family. And, let them know everybody's praying for them. I do pray that God will comfort them, because I know it's a heavy loss for them. And, God will keep them and heal them from their hurts. And I pray for all those that are affected by her death. She is definitely going to be missed terribly. She was a great woman to watch. And a beautiful woman. She was really looking at some of these pictures of her, even from back in the 70s. She was a really beautiful woman, a very pretty woman. And she's definitely going to be missed. She really is. But anyway, as I said, I hope everybody had a great new year, and I pray that you have a great year. I don't know if anybody does resolutions. I know I don't do resolutions, because they never get done anyway. So what's the point of making resolutions? But if you have made New Year's resolutions, I do hope that y'all stick to them. But anyway, I am going to be back on tomorrow. Tomorrow is actually going to be a very special broadcast. I'm going to actually have a guest on my show. And we're going to be bringing in awareness to skin bleaching. So y'all make sure y'all stay tuned tomorrow. It's going to be at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So y'all can actually listen in on Spotify, Apple Music, or iTunes. What is it? Radio. Hold on, because I want to give you all of where you can actually listen to this broadcast. I'm on Spotify. I'm on iTunes. I'm on... hold on, I'm trying to get it now, because it's like, I think I'm on like 7 networks. Yep, I'm on 7 platforms. You can watch me on Spotify, you can watch me on iTunes, you can watch me on the Apple Podcast, you can watch me on the Google Podcast, you can watch me on Amazon Music Podcast, I guess they have podcasts now, you can watch me on iHeartRadio, CastBox, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, and Stitcher. Or you can look me up on the RSS feed as well. So stay tuned. Do not miss this next podcast, because you are going to enjoy it. And this is something that actually needs to be spoken about, because it's not really spoken enough about it, because it's going on not just in the U.S., but in other countries as well. So anyway, I will talk to y'all tomorrow. I hope that y'all enjoyed this show. And y'all have a very good night. And bye-bye.